Part 3.
Questions 32 through 34 refer to the following conversation. Jennifer, I need you to reschedule my 10 o'clock client to another time. I have to see someone at the hospital.
Sure, Dr. Bernard. What time do you want me to change it to? Would 2 o'clock in the afternoon be good for you?
Actually, I should be able to be back to the office by 2, so let's make that appointment at 3. I need some time to review Miss Harrison's file before I see her.
Okay, sir. I'll ask her to come at 3.
Number 32. What does the man ask the woman to do? Number 33. What will the man do tomorrow morning at 10 a.m.? Number 34. When will the man be back to the office? Questions 35 through 37 refer to the following conversation. I just read an email from the customer who complained about our restaurant's slow service. Although she was happy with food quality and atmosphere, she said she wouldn't recommend our place.
I got similar comments from other customers when they leave the restaurant. Maybe we should hire more staff during the dinner serving time.
That's actually a very good idea. But we will need to come up with a proposal requesting more staff.
Let's get together this afternoon and make a formal proposal to the general manager.
Number 35. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 36. What does the woman suggest? Number 37. What are they going to do this afternoon? Questions 38 through 40 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, I'm calling about the ad I saw in the newspaper about your interior design classes. Can you tell me more about your classes?
Of course, I'd be glad to. First semester starts in 2 weeks, and you have to take 2 required courses and 3 selective courses. We offer a professional diploma once you finish the 1-year full-time classes.
Oh, do you have any evening classes? I work full-time as a maintenance crew at an apartment complex.
Well, we offer part-time evening classes, but it would take longer to get the diploma. If you give me your address, I'll send you a brochure and an application.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. I also would like to know whether you offer any kind of scholarship.
Number 38. Why is the woman calling? Number 39. What is the woman concerned about? Number 40. What does the man offer to do? Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation. Hi, Lydia. You've been to Milan before, right? How did you like the place?
I was there recently for an international conference, and I loved it. The food, people, and atmosphere, everything was great.
Next month, I'm traveling to Milan to meet some important clients. Do you have any suggestions about what to see when I'm there?
There are lots of places I could recommend. It depends on how much time you have. How long will you be there?
I'll be there for a week. But I'll only have one day that I'm not seeing clients. I won't have much time.
In that case, I think you should try a group bus tour. It's an excellent way to see all the major landmarks in the city in a short amount of time.
Good idea. Do you have more information about it, like how much it costs and what time it starts?
If you check the official Italy Tourism Board, I'm sure you'll find all the information you need.
Number 41. What will the man do in Milan next month? Number 42. What does the woman ask the man about? Number 43. What does the woman recommend? Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation.
Hi, Ms. Young. Sorry I couldn't come to this morning's meeting. Can you fill me in?
Sure. On Monday, the inspectors are coming to conduct a routine safety test on the assembly line, so you and other machine operators won't have to work on the factory floor that day.
Oh, OK. Should we work somewhere else on Monday then?
Yes. We are going to assign you all day to help the layout of the new plant in Grover City. They need some input from the workers like you who have actually used the machinery.
Number 44. What does the man apologize for? Number 45. What will happen at the factory on Monday? Number 46. What is the man asked to provide in Grover City? Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation. Hi, my name is Chris Park. I talked to someone at your hotel about a week ago to make a reservation. I'm calling to make sure the reservation I made was correct.
Yes, Mr. Park. Could you give me your reference number if possible?
Yes, it's 74459. I specifically asked for a room with the ocean view. Can you check on it while you're at it?
Yes, one moment, please. Here you are. 2 nights and 3 days from August 10th through 13th under the name of Chris Park. Your reservation has been confirmed, sir.
Number 47. Why is the man calling? Number 48. What does the woman ask the man to do? Number 49. What can be inferred about the man? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Hi, is this the personnel office? I just read an email about the training courses that the new employees are required to take. Where can I get the schedule for these classes?
Well, the classes are online. You can take them whenever you want. Because their classes are required ones, you can take them during your work hours.
Great. My manager suggests that I take a business writing class. How do I register for that one?
Well, just visit our company website and click on the Work Skills Training tab. It will give an overview of the courses and registration processes.
Number 50. What are the speakers discussing? Number 51. What does the woman imply when she says,
"You can take them during your work hours"?
Number 52. What does the woman suggest the man do? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
I really appreciate your meeting with me today, Ms. Oliver and Ms. Langston. I'm sure you'll want to use Aquarius environmentally friendly cleaning supplies for your hotel once I tell you about them.
Thanks for coming. We're looking forward to your presentation.
We haven't purchased your cleaning products before because they're quite costly.
We have over 400 rooms in this hotel, so we try to be careful about how much we spend on cleaning supplies.
I understand. The Aquaria product line costs a little more than others, but it will save you money in many other ways. For example, our carpet cleaner is very gentle, so it won't cause fading.
Replacing the carpets is the big expense for our budget in the long run.
It's true. All right, can you give us a demonstration of your products?
Of course. Why don't you wear these gloves and aprons first to be safe, just in case?
Number 53. What kind of products are the speakers discussing? Number 54. Why has the Aquaria products never been used before? Number 55. What is the man asked to do? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
These flower arrangements are beautiful, but you only have two sets on display. Do you have more in the back? I need at least 8 arrangements for my dinner party.
Well, these are all we have right now, but we can create them for you if you want. When do you need them?
I'm planning a farewell party for my colleague. The party will start tomorrow night, so we need the flowers around 3 in the afternoon. Do you deliver?
Yes, delivery will be free, and we can bring you them early tomorrow afternoon. But because we're creating them on such a short notice, we have to treat them as a special order and add 5% to your total cost. Would that be okay?
I guess I have no choice. Please make sure they're delivered in time.
Number 56. What does the woman want the man to do? Number 57. When is the event taking place? Number 58. What does the man mean when he says, "We have to treat them as a special order"? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Frank, did you hear Mr. Thompson is leaving by the end of this month?
Yes, I did. I heard he wants to travel around the world and write historic novels. He said he's always dreaming about doing just that. You know, he's been a lawyer in our firm for almost 35 years. I think he's looking forward to some changes.
Good for him. But I think many of us will miss him a lot. He's one of the best attorneys in our law firm, you know. Is there going to be a party for him?
Yes, we're planning a reception for him in the conference room on this Friday. I hope everyone could join us.
I might be late because of some contract negotiations, but I'm sure to be there.
Number 59. Why is Mr. Thompson leaving his position? Number 60. Where does Mr. Thompson most likely work? Number 61. What will take place on Friday? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and schedule.
Gee, I can't wait until the repaving work on the southbound highway is over. The detour of the city construction route takes almost 30 minutes longer than my usual commute to work.
Yes, I'm having the same problem with you. However, the yesterday's newspaper said the construction might take longer than expected because of the unexpected storm.
Well, they need to speed up, otherwise there will be complaints from many citizens like us. Did the article say when it could be finished?
Well, I read from the city website that the design was finalized on April 15th as scheduled, but the deadline for the next task has to be pushed back by 10 days. But the completion date will be the same on September 1st.
That's good to know. I'm glad the construction will be over before the winter comes. Number 62. What is under construction? Number 63. Why has the construction schedule been changed? Number 64. Look at the graphic. Which task has to be extended? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and menu.
Busy Bees Cafe, how may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from Eagle Software Systems. I'm planning a luncheon meeting for my department. Can you take a reservation for around 20 people?
Of course, sir. What date do you have in mind? We're sometimes booked up depending on days.
Well, I'm thinking about next Tuesday at 1 o'clock.
Yes, we're available for 20 people on that day.
Also, some of employees don't eat meat. Do you have vegetarian menus?
Of course. In fact, our vegetarian menus are pretty popular among vegetarians and regular customers in the area. We were even named the area's best vegetarian eatery by the City Food.
That's good to know.
As you can see on our menu, some items will have the word healthy in their names. Those meals don't have any meats in them.
Number 65. What type of event is the man organizing? Number 66. What does the woman mention about the cafe? Number 67. Look at the graphic. What menu item does not contain meat? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and map.
Hi, I was looking through your company's website and saw the rental units listed inside the Hillside Shopping Mall, which is scheduled to reopen in a few months. I'm interested in opening a hair salon there.
Yes, we have several spaces left. The first floor ones would be perfect because of the foot traffic. There will be a skincare shop in the mall, so it would be helpful.
Yes, I've looked at the floor plan of the shopping mall online. As you mentioned, I want the location with lots of foot traffic, hopefully near an elevator or an escalator.
Well, there will be also a lot of people near the exit area. But if you prefer the one near the escalator, we can accommodate that. Would you like to look at it first?
That would be great. I'm going away for a trade show for the weekend, so I'd like to look at it before I leave. Can I come by this afternoon?
Number 68. Why is the woman calling? Number 69. What type of business does the woman want to open? Number 70. Look at the graphic. Which location will the woman probably take?